Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. It's hard to believe that just a week ago we were at Porkfest.
Good times, man.
Yeah, man, it was a good time. It's going to happen again, though, so don't miss your opportunity to join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm going to presume we're going to be there because we've been there for every year, unless the Free State Project all of a sudden decides they don't like us anymore. But
it's always possible.
We are going to be there, and it's going to be June 18th through the 24th. The Free State Project puts it on every single year, and it's one of the two yearly events they do. Rumor has it they're going to bring back the Liberty Forum after a year off, unfortunately, this year. So they should be bringing that back in 2012. We'll give you details on that when we learn more about it. And know more about the Free State Project by going to freestateproject.org and learning about this brilliant concept of moving liberty-loving people together to the same place so they can get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because having people nearby you that actually believe what you do, it's really nice. It's really convenient. It's good to have friends that understand these ideas and associates that understand these ideas and more of them coming all of the time.
You know, the things are around the world and around America, the ideas of freedom, I think, are really spreading. But things are working much faster in New Hampshire because hundreds of liberty activists have picked up and moved their lives to move to New Hampshire.
And more are coming.
And these aren't just your average folks that say, yeah, that's a good idea. We have a little more freedom. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. These are folks that are willing to do things about it. There are 14 legislators in the State House.
It's 14 now? I thought it was 12.
As I understand it, I spoke with a legislator who is willing to say 14, but he's not willing to say who they are. So there are 12 that are willing to name themselves and two, I guess, who aren't. But of course, if you listen to the Democrats, they're saying, they're everywhere! So
Right.
Aside from the political ramifications of the Free State Project and, you know, all the CivDis and all that sort of stuff, just the community itself, a lot of the visitors that came here just fell in love with the members of this community.
And during Porkfest?
During Porkfest, yep. Yes. And then by the end of Porkfest, there was a lot of people saying, I don't want to go home, or something to the effect
of, a lot of people saying,
I can't wait until I move, or I can't wait until I come here again. And so they're planning vacations even in between now in Porkfest.
That's great news.
So it's just, once you get a taste of this sort of energy and this sort of, I would say even love, the genuine compassion among individuals and understanding and being able to coexist, and more than coexist, you definitely want more of that energy.
You know, I saw somebody's Facebook post after Porkfest talking about the post-Porkfest blues, you know, having to go back home to where there's not a lot of people around that love liberty and, you know, kind of coping with the reality that you don't yet live in New Hampshire.
Did you ever visit Porkfest before you moved?
Never.
Neither did I.
No.
So I've always come back to the community.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I never visited New Hampshire before moving to New Hampshire.
Neither did I.
I just made the move. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad that, for me, it would have made a difference. Because I already knew I wanted to move to New Hampshire. I didn't care about it. I'd overcome the objection of it being cold. Like, no big deal. So what? I'm willing to be a little more cold if it means the chance of actually being free. And so I'd already overcome my own objections. So I had made the decision to make the move. And I'm glad I didn't, because visiting would have cost me money. I mean, it would have cost me, you know, a couple grand or whatever to probably go up and visit. Whereas, you know, I could put that all that money towards making the move. That's what made the most sense to me. But I don't blame anybody for wanting to scope things out and come here.
Absolutely.
And
that's smart, I think. Definitely.
Sure.
I mean, just like yourself, myself, you know, I don't really know about Mark's precise situation, but it making the move was great. It had a lot of benefits, but it was also difficult. There was also challenges involved.
Sure.
Myself, I had to get employed very quickly and get that started and be personally responsible. So it's one of the mindsets of, you come here, you better come with an action-orientated sort of mindset, because sitting down and just enjoying the scenery is not going to help your situation.
Yeah, also, you know, I mean, it's the Free State Project. You've got to be responsible. They have these job forums and stuff like that. But ultimately, you're responsible for your own employment and things like that. So, you know.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because it reminds me of something I've been wanting to say on the air here for a while. There was a call that went out to the Porcupine 411 system here in New Hampshire several weeks ago now at this point. And PORC 411 is a system where you have a call phone number, you leave a message, and then it's blasted out to hundreds of email addresses, recipients. So for me, I get them on my smartphone. So anytime one of these messages comes through on my smartphone, wherever I am, I can tune in and listen to see what somebody has had to say. PORC 411 system has been one of the most useful activist tools, hands down. Maybe the most useful activist tool outside of the internet itself. PORC 411 is brilliant. And it really helps people stay connected. It helps get the word out during an emergency.
It's pretty much a mobile witness to what's going on, at least with the audio.
Yeah. So you can record a police pullover or something like that, and they can't steal the audio from you, because as soon as the phone call ends, that audio is saved on a server somewhere on the internet. So this PORC 411 call comes in by somebody who moved here to Keene. And it was clearly somebody who had gotten the wrong idea. And I don't know how this happens. But his impression was basically, he was angry.
Yes.
Because he was living in a shelter. And the reason he was living in a shelter was because he really did a piss poor job of planning. He moved up here with his wife or girlfriend, and they had no money, virtually no money, enough money to fill up the gas tank to drive up here. They brought their dog or whatever with them. And they managed to settle in at a Free Stater's home, and probably were not paying very much in rent there. But apparently there was some sort of drama that occurred, with allegations of someone taking something or whatever, stealing. I don't know. Nobody knows what the truth is.
No real claim has been brought forward, just allegations.
Right. And so, you're dealing with people that they had the real wrong impression. They thought, or he thought, that somebody was going to find a job for him.
Yeah.
That he was just going to be able to come up here, and that there'd be a job waiting for him. The job that he wanted as well. Because the claim on the call was that he was very upset and was rude. And his statement was essentially that, that he thought he was going to have a job up here, and he can't find a job. He and his girlfriend
and
can't find
too.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Now, aren't there activists that have moved here within the last month or two that have gotten themselves two jobs in that amount of time?
That's correct.
Sure.
I am of the opinion that you can find a job. It may not be the perfect job. It may not be the job that you were hoping for or whatever, but you'll get something.
That's my point here, is that if you're going to be picky, Don't move to New Hampshire. If you're going to be picky about a job.
If you're going to be picky, find it in advance. Have it ready for when you're here.
If you could pull that off, that'd be great. But that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
From what I've been told from the people that have found jobs up here, they say it's a lot easier when you're actually here.
I've heard that, too.
So that's just what they say. I don't know. I've never had to look for a job.
Well, otherwise, some of the new movers, recent movers, have a large savings. They've come here with a lot of savings that they've built up for the specific purpose of being able to sit here and be, settle down, get your roots, and find out what you're going to do and where you're going to stay and such, but also, not be stressed out, not be dependent upon other people, and being personal responsible.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're under the gun, and that, you come up here with no money and are all of a sudden desperate to find work, but yet are going to be picky about what kind of work you find. I'm not saying this hasn't worked for people. There are people who've basically just thrown caution to the wind, come here with not that much money at all, and made it happen.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I came here with $500, and I was picky.
Wow.
But I had the resume and a trade skill.
Well, this guy's like 65.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So he's got to have skills. I mean, you don't get to age 65 by screwing off. I mean, I would hope. And so I would think that at age 65, you probably learn how to do a thing or two in your life.
Sure.
So why does somebody like that couldn't find any old job? Clearly, he was being too picky and wasn't willing to take whatever
physical
was available.
Ailments, as I understand it, too.
Yeah.
Physical
ailments of some sort.
Yeah, but there's plenty of retail jobs or whatever where, jobs that are low skill that anybody can take. Anybody can, whether if it's sitting in a cubicle or working on a sales floor.
Being a greeter at Walmart,
Exactly. So please, if you're going to, somebody just came on the Free Keene forum the other day saying that they'll be homeless if they have to, and I wrote them back and said, please don't be homeless.
Yeah.
Don't come here and be like that, because nobody wants to take care of a freeloader. Nobody wants that. And I don't care if you're liberty-minded. You're no good to the liberty community if everybody's got to take care of you.
Well, right. If you were liberty-minded, you'd have a liberty follow-through, including taking care of yourself.
Right. So I don't know where this comes from, where, maybe it's because it's called the Free State Project and people really believe that they're going to get taken care of or something.
You cross the border, you get a free state.
Right. I don't get it. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And when you come up here, you need to be expecting to take care of yourself. There are people around, and they're going to care about you, but that doesn't mean they're going to take care of you.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. They're busy trying to take care of their own lives. That's enough. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there on the site completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. You find something online you think's interesting, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you have suggested. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up in the aggregate will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people see them, we're more likely to see it. So go over to freetalklive.com, get interactive, it's all free.
So QE3 is coming down the pipe, and there are people in the know in the precious metals industry that are saying that there should be a spike in precious metals in September. This is not what I'm saying, but I tend to believe these folks because I've seen them be right in the past. So if you want to be prepared for this spike in September, that doesn't mean that I would wait until the end of August to do this, because, you know, this is just kind of an around thing. Go ahead and go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have gold and silver coins and pieces there for you to purchase in order to get gold and silver into your hands. We have them at rates that you will find highly competitive. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. If you prefer to order on the telephone, there is a telephone number there. I can give it to you now. It's 877-857-9938. If you're listening on the podcast, you can rewind that. If not, go to the website. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, as we continue here, we will take your calls about what you want, but we're going to turn our attention to the Mennonite community right now. Mark, you've got some news about why it is they don't sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, yeah, so for folks who don't know, Mennonite is kind of like Amish light, right? I mean, you know, it's
they can drive cars.
They can drive cars. Most of them that I've seen driving cars have always driven American cars, though. So I think that's an interesting kind of phenomenon in the community.
They can have air conditioning?
Yep.
Okay.
They tend to be, you know.
But they still wear funny clothes.
Funny
some.
Clothes?
The some.
Define funny, Ian.
plain dress.
Plain.
I don't think that they're as rigid on their plain dress as certainly Old Order Amish is, but, you know, they tend to, you know. I knew a Mennonite guy who had a beard, but he had a mustache with it. You know.
Is that wrong? Is it like against the Amish orders to have facial hair?
The Amish always have the same beard. It's okay. Just around, you know, for married men.
It's a neck beard, basically?
It's just around the chin, but no mustache.
Never a mustache.
To go with it.
Jeez.
And this is what it's all about.
Mustaches are evil, you know.
A friend of mine was born and raised Old Order Amish. And the fact is, he says, you know, that they don't even, it's not even spiritual at all. This is just about following the rules. Mm. You know, that one. I guess his dad got kicked out because he had an ovular a window in his buggy, not a square one. I mean,
wow.
stupid crap. And
well, you know, the oval is the sign of Satan.
That's right.
Just that kind of stuff. So this this is a Mennonite preacher, and I think he makes a really great case for what his point is here. Right. And getting close to...
Apparently, Mennonites can blog. Where is this coming from?
Wow.
This is from religion.blogs.cnn.com.
How about that?
So, yeah, the Mennonites are, you know, no, they're just, they can do just about everything that you and I do.
Got it.
Anyway, they are one of the peace churches, and so I want folks that are, you know, on this.
By peace church, you mean?
One of the churches that...
They don't actually support war?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you talk to your average fundy these days, most of them support killing them Muslims. Mm. And, you know, the peace churches are against war in general. So, you know, on Independence Day, I think that this is important to know, that different folks feel differently, that it isn't all about Jesus, America, and killing Muslims. So, this is from Mark Solinger. I choose to belong to a strange tribe. Goshen College, my alma mater, made national news this month when its board of directors decided that the Star Spangled Banner would not be played before athletic events.
Hmm.
As could be expected, the decision was met with confusion and contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't this just another example of our traditional values being trampled on by the unrelenting march of political correctness? What sort of ingrates object to our national's anthem anyway? Fluffy-headed campus philosophers? Lazy latte-sipping liberals? The decision not to play the national anthem reversed last year's decision to play it for the first time in Goshen College's 116-year anniversary.
Now, is Goshen College a Mennonite college?
I believe it is, yes. That, too, caught the media's attention. It also caused I remember this story, and I was upset that they had decided to play it. It also caused widespread concern and confusion among the college's students, professors, alumni, supporters, and yes, donors, many of whom felt like playing the anthem compromised the college's Christian values. Hmm. Goshen is a small school in northern Indiana that's owned and operated as a ministry of the Mennonite Church USA. I am a Goshen graduate, a longtime member of the Mennonite Church, and the pastor of a Mennonite congregation. Mennonites live in countries all over the world, and though we speak many languages, have different ethnic origins, and express our faith in diverse ways, we claim the Anabaptists in the 16th century Europe as our spiritual ancestors. The Anabaptists agreed with most of the ideas of the Protestant Reformation, but felt that reformers like Martin Luther and John Calvin didn't go far enough. Anabaptists rejected the practice of infant baptism. This is a very important aspect, and at one time this really mattered. You know, people died over this stuff. For instance, believing that water baptism should be reserved for believers who confess a faith in Jesus.
Meaning that
you have to be an adult, basically.
You have to be able to choose to be baptized.
That's correct. And mostly they decide that you can't choose until you're like 18.
Well, that's reasonable.
So,
yeah.
Because they understood the exercise of state power to be inconsistent with the church's identity and mission, Anabaptists also advocated for the strict separation of church and state. See, this is the kind of separation that people advocate when their religion isn't anywhere near in charge of the state. So, Christians who say to themselves, this here's a Christian, Judeo-Christian country, and separation of church and state.
Boy. I can hear people dialing their phones right now.
Separation of church and state doesn't mean, you'll often hear, that it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to have, it means that the state should stay out of the churches, not the churches should stay out of the states. It doesn't mean that at all. Well, I'll tell you, this when your religion happens to be the one that's in the minority, you want separation of church and state.
Yeah, but have the Mennonites ever sought power in any way, shape, or form?
They don't because, well, let's read a little farther here. Because the Mennonites, like many of the peace churches, have been attempted to be killed by both the Catholics and the Protestants. Mm. Many of the churches that
like
existed,
the Quakers.
Yeah. Well, Quakers mostly just have had mostly problems with just Protestants.
But they've been killed, though.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely. Let me go on with what the preacher says here. This then radical stance was prompted by both theology and necessity. Anabaptists had the distinct notoriety of being tortured and killed by both Catholics and Protestants, wielding the power of the state against them. Instead, they understood the exercise of state power to be inconsistent with the church's identity and mission, and they advocate for the strict separation of church and state. Instead of compromising their core convictions about what it means to follow Jesus, thousands of Anabaptists, men and women, adhered to their freedom of conscience, even as they were mocked by neighbors, burned at stakes, and drowned in rivers.
Wow.
And Anabaptist is, you know, like the...
Is that another word for Mennonite?
Mennonite, Amish, there's like...
It's like the overarching category?
Yeah.
All right, we're coming up here. He's got more to say, yes?
Yes.
We'll come back with that here in a moment. Mennonite prisoner, or not prisoner, pastor. What do they call him? Are they pastors?
Pastor, yeah.
Okay. Coming up here with more with him and your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours for free. You don't have to jump through any hoops or sign up for anything. They're there. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Now, if you want to enjoy a little bit of nicotine, maybe you can give up cigarettes and try the e-cigarette.
Get JJ.
Well, hey, hook me up.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to hook him up?
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to hook him up? I mean,
you've got the connections, man.
I would definitely give a good... You know,
Vaporstation.com. Yep. That's how you do it. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vaporstation offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at vaporstation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at vaporstation.com.
Well, the reason I brought it up, because I could have sworn you had said that you were going to help JJ out with that in the past.
I think I've forgotten.
I met the guy from Vapor Station at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is yet another one of these businesses that gets behind liberty-oriented shows. I was talking with Jamie Crane from Wheels Off Liberty, which is, you know, they've got a podcast that they do. And Vapor Station has signed on to advertise with Wheels Off Liberty, and their first payment is by giving Jamie, you know, his own e-cigarette and the little cartridges or whatever it is that that goes in there. After that, they're going to buy advertising afterwards. And I think it's a great way to get their product out. It's a smart move. And I think he also gave one to Meg, who used to be on this program. She ended up having to leave the area for a time. So maybe we'll have her back one of these days. But just a suggestion.
She seems happy about it.
Because we could have JJ on here talking about the product, but he's not to the point where, you know, he can't afford to buy one, I don't think.
I wish I'd have been reminded of Porkfest.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. I'm reminding you now.
Thanks.
259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. Mark, you're sharing with us an essay from, or was it a speech?
It's a blog post.
Okay, so blog post from a Mennonite preacher or pastor.
Pastor, yeah.
What's the difference?
To them, I think different churches call it different thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, so he's talking about why it is that his college, Goshen College, this is where he is an alumni, is not singing the national anthem. They're no longer doing that.
Playing that before sporting events.
Correct. They changed their policy from not doing it to doing it a year ago, and now they're changing their policy back to not doing it.
Because by the sounds of it, a lot of students, donors, parents, and all kinds of folks were in an uproar.
Right, because, they probably agree with us in that the national federal government is a warmongering bunch of people. And
I think they think that all governments are, they are aware, and because they have long histories where they have been the subjects of the ire of governments. I mean, I think Benjamin Franklin wrote a piece about those darn Germans in Pennsylvania, they'll never assimilate. They come here and they benefit off of, our great nation, and they don't love America the way that we do. You know, just sounding like your average, person who's railing against immigrants today. The same old crap trotted out year after year. No one would call Amish people un-American now.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, at least a few would.
I bet some would after the Star Spangled Banner thing.
Right. Well, yeah, anyway, that's the reason I'm trying to point this out, is that these people have realized throughout history that, governments aren't their friends. These are organizations that claim for themselves the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. And you can't fight back against them. Jesus wouldn't fight back against them. So what have they done? Well, they've been drowned in rivers, they've been burned at the stake, and they've been all kinds of things.
So continue.
Although there certainly are diverse viewpoints among individual Mennonites today, we continue to advocate for the strict separation of church and state. Most Mennonite churches do not have flags inside of them.
Wow.
Many Mennonites are uncomfortable with the ritual embedded in singing the national anthem. That's because we recognize only one Christian nation, the church, the holy nation that is bound together by a living faith in Jesus rather than by man-made, blood-soaked borders. Now, no one's going to deny that borders of countries are where the battles are fought, and one might wonder why many times. To Mennonites, a living faith in Jesus means faithfully living the way of Jesus. Jesus called his disciples to love their enemies, and he loved his enemies all the way to the cross and beyond. Following Jesus and the martyrs before us, we testify with our lives that freedom is not a right that's granted or defended with rockets' red glare and bombs bursting in air. Mm. True freedom is given by God and is indeed not free. It comes with a cost, and it looks like a cross. So, it's very interesting. I don't think...
Is he done? Is that it?
What's that?
Is that it?
No, I'm not quite done here. The idea that I don't think too many Mennonites are giving their lives for their freedoms today, but it certainly, certainly happened in the past. So
they haven't forgotten.
Yeah, there are many, many, many religions in the United States, denominations in the United States, that have never had to deal with this kind of, these mainline Protestant religions have not had to deal with these kind of issues. So,
So they've been persecuted in the past, and they have this history of persecution to look back on and see that the state clearly is not going to help people. It is simply a tool to be used by the majority or the controlling faction, if you will.
It helps those in the majority.
Right.
Sure.
So they seem pretty, anarchistic a little, but unfortunately
they're communal in a lot of ways in
the church.
They're definitely principled folks, and I've always, as I've learned more about them, had a growing appreciation for those folks in the Amish.
He says, "It's a strange tribe to which I belong, and sometimes it's hard to be strange. We struggle to be inclusive in our welcome and yet passionate in our identity. Our desire for acceptance, for approval, is strong, and we don't always live up to the convictions that we set before us. We must repent of that, for the world cannot know of its brokenness and hopelessness without a people who show a holistic way of life. The world cannot know that there's an alternative to violence and war without a people of peace making peace. The world cannot know that the weak and the vulnerable are cared for by God without a people practicing an economy centered on sharing and mutual aid. The world cannot know the unsurpassable worth of human life without a people who are consistently working to protect it, in the fetus, in the convict, in the immigrant, in the soldier, and in the enemy. These convictions do not reflect ingratitude or hatred of our country. Rather, they reflect a deep love for the church and a passionate desire for the church to be the church. Mennonite beliefs and practices seem bizarre to some and offensive to others, but it's life in this strange tribe that keeps me faithful to what I believe. I love my country, but I sing my loyalty and my pledge, my allegiance to Jesus alone.
Wow.
So it's interesting. I mean, I think he did a really good job of sort of pointing out this alternative. I mean, I can't say that, you know, his beliefs are entirely mine, but the, you know, this is a peace, you know, a pastor of a peace church. I belong to a peace church. And in many ways, you know, the things he says them in a positive fashion that many people can get on board with.
Let's talk to Kevin listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Kevin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I travel to Goshen quite often. It's about 2 hours from Indy. And it's up toward South Bend, Elkhart, you know, it's up there by Chicago, you know, Notre Dame. And the first thing you notice when you pull into the town, it's a very clean town, but you do see the Mennonites, but they're not the strictest. I mean, they actually drive vehicles, but they're like older black vehicles, kind of like sedan types. And the women are dressed in the country garb, you know, I would say that's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Plain dress is what the terminology, I believe, they use.
Okay. And then, but the men usually wear jeans and plaid shirts, and they're all kids are very respectful. And you know, any kind of restaurant you'll see them. Any type of restaurant, there's maybe a bar, there's a few bars up there, but you don't see them there. But see them in the restaurants, and they do control, I think, the economy of the town because the hospital, for instance, is they run the hospital. And but other than that, it's a blue collar town.
Other than that, it's a what town?
Blue collar.
Gotcha. Was there more that you wanted to share about your thoughts on the Mennonites?
Well, since they have the right, it's tradition to sing the national anthem. That's just tradition. I mean, they can always start their own tradition. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a crappy tradition, and I thank you for the call. Appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, it encourages worship of the state, and that's a dangerous idea. It's Free Talk Live.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features for free. Listening options included. Live streams are there. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show. They are available to you around the clock. So anytime you tune in, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live airing there over at listen.freetalklive.com.
You're right,
yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. Radio stations will also be listed for you. Got over 100 of them from coast to coast, plus our satellite listening options, the webcam, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more as we go to you and your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to E-Rod, listening in Georgia. E-Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm listening to this conversation about these people over here. And
these people? You mean the Mennonites?
Yes, right, yes. And, you know, it just kind of compelled me to call because, you know, what I really want to talk about is the situation in Florida right now about these people who are feeding the homeless or anybody who wants food.
Yeah, this is in Orlando where at Lake Eola Park folks are out feeding hungry people and are being arrested for it every single week. Multiple arrests, over 25 people arrested thus far in the last few weeks.
Right, yes. And, you know, I almost feel as though I have to apologize. And the reason I'm saying that is that as a Christian man, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed that the people of God are not out there in masses feeding the homeless. I mean, this is what Jesus taught. You know, feed the hungry. And yet, you know, you've got people out there who are going to jail. And where is the church? They're nowhere. And it's the reason why, and right now I'm in a transitional period. I don't have a church home anymore because I got tired of sitting in the pews with these weak, pathetic, so-called Christians who are doing absolutely nothing.
They're hypocrites. I've said a few times in the show that I believe the church has become the Pharisees that Jesus came to stand against. I'm sure that many of these cops and many of the judges are guys that go to church.
I bet you're right.
But, you know, Jesus, as I recall, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came after Jesus, the leaders of the church came after Jesus because he did healed people on Sunday or on the Sabbath.
Exactly. He was breaking the law. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's why, again, I'm embarrassed. And you know what? And I know I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I know that, you know, oftentimes you guys, you know, seem like you attack Christianity. But you know what you're attacking is the people. The doctrine itself is sound, and I can make a cogent, logical, rational defense for the Christian faith, but I cannot make a defense against the people who are not operating in what the clear teaching of Scripture is. Mm. And the case out in Florida, it's shameful. If I had a church out there, if I had influence, I'd have the old ladies, women, children,
sure,
everybody
let's
out
get some,
there.
Let's
it's
get some,
shameful.
Let's get some priests and some nuns out there dressed up like they usually do and get those of people on
absolutely.
Video.
Absolutely. I want to see the rest.
Absolutely. Because, you see, and it's not as though my perspective, I'm not coming from it. Well, let me just stick it to the man. You know what? I serve God, you know, and I'm sorry. Let all men let God be true and all men liars. Let all men in robes, men with badges, all men liars. My thing is that I'm going to follow him, not this guy in a robe, and I just can't believe that the church is not out there. It's shameful. I'm embarrassed.
Wow, tell me how you really feel.
Passionate, very passionate.
I love a passionate call.
It's pathetic that the church isn't out there. I'd have the women, old ladies, everybody out there, and okay, come and arrest us.
Right.
And show the world what kind of scum you people are.
Exactly.
But the church has become so pathetic nowadays. That's why I don't have a church home right now.
It's a group down in Orlando. The people that are taking action are the folks from Food Not Bombs, which is more of a kind of a liberal organization.
And this is one of the reasons that a lot of churches aren't out there, because a lot of churches, most churches, I'd say, in the United States are conservative organizations now. They've decided that we're Republicans and we're going to support the Republicans.
But wait a minute, Mark. It wouldn't matter if it was just Orlando Cop Watch, a group of liberty-minded folks that were out there, because these people just don't want to take any risks. They don't want to do anything. They just want to sit in their little pews and read their little scriptures and ignore the world around them.
Exactly. And that's why people are not beating down the doors of the churches every Sunday to get in, because the church is not being the church anymore.
It's irrelevant.
It is morphed into something else.
It's a money-making expedition. It's a money-making business, essentially, that is asking government for permission, in many cases, to exist by going and becoming 501c, whatever
Absolutely.
Becoming beholden to the people calling themselves the state. And as Mark pointed out, these Christians have completely lost their way. They're not even coming close to following their own doctrine.
Let's call them Pharisees. I think it's better.
And one other thing, take this whole Orlando situation out of the picture. It's not like there aren't an unlimited amount of opportunities for people in churches to go out and get active to help people in reality. It's not just this one situation where they're dropping the ball. They can do all kinds of things if they wanted to in any area of this country.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But that's why I caution you, please, 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 condemn the people, not the doctrine. Again, I mean, and this is, for another.
Well,
I can make a defense. I can make a defense for Scripture.
I get where you're coming from. I like a lot of the doctrine. I like the idea of peace and forgiveness.
More of it in the New Testament than the old.
Golden rule.
But I think there's some real legitimate critiques of the doctrine as well, like that there's a lot of contradictions in there, et cetera.
And the gay thing is really.
I can argue with that. I'm just going to say this one thing, and I'm thinking right now about the whole, Copernicus revolution, where I think it was Galileo, I think the Catholic Church, they said, well, the earth is not the center of the universe, and this and that, and they excommunicated him from the church. But you see, the problem is, it's not the doctrine that was wrong. It was men that were wrong, because the Bible never intended to teach that the earth was the center of the universe. So, again, I caution you when you say about, all these contradictions, there really aren't any, and in fact, I'm sorry, Because and you laugh about that, and like I said, I really didn't want to get into all this.
I'm not going to. I only have 2 minutes, and I'm certainly not going to lay out my disagreements with the Bible. But when it comes for me, my stopping point is when people threaten other folks with hell if they don't believe the things that they believe, and because I feel that that's a threat. I feel that it's as close to initiation of force as you can get, especially if you're teaching children. That's where I end.
Well, Mark, because I've heard you speak on this before, and again, that's not really why I called. And like I said, maybe for another call, I can get.
Well, there's always another night, Eron. Yeah, final thoughts?
But,
go ahead.
Again, my main thing is that I'm just ashamed right now that the church is not in full force out there in Florida feeding the homeless. It should be just filled with Christian folks from churches, old women, children.
Great point, Eron. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. With that point, I completely agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, any organization that wants to spread the ideas and message of love and peace, I'm all for that. Compassion, helping the community.
The teachings of Jesus, there's, that red stuff in there, there's a lot of good stuff in that.
The red stuff?
Well, in many Bibles, Jesus' words are in red.
Oh, wow.
The red letter.
Yeah.
The red letter editions. So
I don't think I've ever seen
that. If you just read the red stuff, you'll get a lot of good things out of that. And it's in the black printing that I think that we all get lost.
Okay.
Good stuff, Erod. 800-259-9231. I mean, can you imagine how a situation like that, Lake Yola Park, where they're feeding the homeless and they're feeding the hungry and they're getting arrested, how it would change if some old ladies came out there and actually got arrested?
Oh, it would be dramatically different. They'd be the sympathy factor for a nun in her whole garb, or priest, or just old ladies doing this stuff would be just insane and definitely propel that story.
Well, I know the people they're arresting. They're not nuns. They're not priests. They're not old ladies.
They're just actors.
I don't know.
I don't either.
They look like younger males. Most of them look like younger males.
Okay.
That's from the arrest videos I've seen.
Maybe the videos are being taken by liberty activists of liberty activists.
No, it's mostly Food Not Bombs people that are getting arrested.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think there's some more video that was just released from last week over at OrlandoCopWatch.com. If you want to go and check some of this out, see exactly what it is that's going on, it's sick. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, we know these cops, I mean, a lot of them don't care. They'll arrest an old person. But you better believe some of those cops are going to be thinking twice if they're ordered to go and arrest somebody that reminds them of their grandmother.
Right.
1-800-259-9231.
That is much harder.
Yep, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3's next. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.